Banana Dolphins by Tessa Colwire. One Monday morning at 10:30, we were doing some work, and then something awkward happened. The whole classroom started to shake. The planet poster started to peel off the wall, and you'll never believe what I saw. Behind the planet poster, a black hole started to form. Then some planets started to appear inside the black hole. I started to see stars, and I thought I saw space. I started to walk towards the black hole, and then... Wait a minute. Let me start at the beginning. My name is Tessa, and I'm 7 years old. I'm in second grade at Rogers Elementary, and my teacher's name is Mr. Smith. He's a cool teacher. We've been learning a lot about space and planets and the system of the black hole. As I was saying, I started to walk towards the black hole and put my foot inside the hole. I felt a little shock, so I told my friend Hadley what happened, and she wanted to try it herself. When she put her foot into the black hole, she felt a shock too. We told Mr. Smith what happened and then ran out of the school scared. After a while, I decided to walk back into the classroom because a little shock would not hurt. So I got Hadley and we both stepped in again. A few seconds later, we both were in space. But I did not see the classroom anymore. And then I thought and thought. And I got it. We were stuck in space. We were standing on the moon and we saw some planets. We saw Saturn and Mars. We turned around and started to look closer for the black hole where we came from. But the tiniest part of the classroom disappeared. The hole closed all the way up and we were trapped. I felt like I was dreaming. So I pinched myself to see if I would wake up, but nothing happened. I looked down at myself and saw that I was wearing a space suit, and so was Hadley. Then we heard footsteps coming towards us. And when we looked up, we saw banana dolphins. We thought that was pretty funny, and we laughed and laughed and laughed. The first banana dolphin standing said, "Greetings, fellow Earth people. My name is Peel." Hadley and I were shocked and were both speechless. We just stood there with our mouths open and watched. Dolphins who were bananas? That talk? The second banana dolphin said, "My name is Yellow. Greetings, fellow tiny people. Welcome to space." "By using a magical key," Peel said as he reached into his pockets and pulled out a shiny key. Then he said, "Here, take it. Straight up ahead is the invisible door." I grabbed the key and I tried to unlock it, but it didn't work. I tried to unlock it 3 times, but nothing happened. Then I said, "The only thing that is happening is Dr. Brown is turning even browner." Then Yellow said, "You need to pass the course of opening the door." All 3 banana dolphins gave us a course on how to return to Earth. After the course, we tried to open the door again, and it worked. We said goodbye to the banana dolphins, and Dr. Brown said, "Your leaving makes me feel overripe." We stepped through the invisible door and into our classroom. No one seemed to see us, and we thought we were invisible. But then I remember what Peel said to us. He told us the magic word. On 3, Hadley and I said the magic word out loud. "Banana dolphins!" And everything was back to normal. We sat down and started taking our test. The end.